Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. It's first night on the board, handling it in a very smooth way. Fantastic stuff. Well, even if you're not a big Super Bowl fan, or a football fan for that matter, when it comes to the big game, it's not just about football, it's really about commercials. About $3.5 million for a 30-second ad this year, but is that worth it for advertisers? And what kinds of commercials leave the most lasting impression? To find out, I'm joined by Robert Colt. He teaches at MSU's Department of Advertising, Public Relations, and Retailing, and he will be among about 20 MSU professors who will be gathering together on Super Bowl Sunday to rate the commercials aired during the game. Robert, thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's great to be with you.
That sounds like a serious party. 20 MSU professors watching the game together. I hope that does not involve alcohol.
We do not do product endorsements, but we have beverages just like every other party. In fact, one of the things that makes our gathering so cool is we get all of the professors from the Advertising, Public Relations, and Retailing Department together is even though I've got a big screen TV, it really is like a party. We really kind of simulate that in a big open living room. So it's just like the viewer at home, except we care about rating the ads and not so much about the game.
Well, it seems that all the ads are spectacular. Obviously, these companies are investing a lot of money if they're paying $3.5 million just to air the ad. That's for 30 seconds, of course. I'm guessing some are a full minute. So what kinds of things really draw your approval and seem to get, the highest ratings when it comes to ads?
Well, and some ads are even 2 minutes long. Look, the Super Bowl formula is kind of the same, and it's a little different than ads you would see every other day. They have to be humorous. They have to be jump out from all the noise that you would see in regular product advertising. They have to be memorable and produce sales long after they air and the game. They have to have some production quality, which really excites people. So, you know, there's a lot in a Super Bowl ad, and you know, whenever anyone says what's the secret to a good Super Bowl ad, I just tell them to get a monkey. I don't know what it is. You got a monkey in an ad, I'm going to like it.
Although last year's winner among the MSU professors was the Volkswagen commercial featuring a miniature Darth Vader, which of course was a very family friendly, warm, fuzzy commercial. I mean, that certainly is not a very high-tech commercial. Is that the kind of approach that is viewed as most effective going for the heart, I guess?
Well, it is, and that was funny. It was just cute. It was just something that touched so many people. And, you know, when you've got an activity, the biggest American event of the year, the Super Bowl, and for the advertising industry, this is like Oscar night to the movie industry. If you have something that just touches people, it can really move them and motivate sales. That's what you have to do. You have to change their attitude and hopefully alter their behavior to buy a product. And Volkswagen was very successful in that cute Darth Vader ad. I got to tell you, though, the buzz was all around imported from Detroit and the Chrysler M&M ad last year.
Right, of course. That was the big ad that seemed to play on forever after the Super Bowl. By the way, I'm talking to Robert Colt. He's an instructor at MSU's Department of Advertising, Public Relations, and Retailing. So let's talk about this ad. It was the one that featured M&M in the background, something about lose yourself and the rest of it. It was, of course, a big hit. Should we expect some kind of a sequel this year?
You know, I wouldn't expect it. I just think that is so unique and was a defining moment for Chrysler. They may go with something tough and gritty and hopefully memorable along the same theme, but it's very unique to have an ad like that step out from all of the clutter that you would see in advertising in a 3.5-hour event. Well, and that generated sales. Chrysler executives even said that. Look, $3.5 million, and that was a couple minutes long. That was an unusual ad. But Chrysler actually saw sales increase after that ad, and they were forced to really follow it up with more advertising.
Yeah, maybe they need to give Kid Rock a shot this time around, huh?
Well, you know, I tell people to hope for the best from the auto industry. What I've seen hasn't been spectacular. Good, but not something so unusual as we saw in the Super Bowl last year.
But let's face it, when you're watching these ads, they fly one right after the other. One's fantastic, the next one is fantastic. Do companies really get the biggest bang out of their buck to spend this much money on a single 30-second moment?
Yes, absolutely. It's the biggest American moment and event of our year. So they get a bang for the buck. Everybody's watching. More people across all demographics are watching the Super Bowl. And remember, half the people are watching for those ads. So, yes, I think they generate sales. If you ask GoDaddy.com or CareerBuilder.com or, Dan and Yogurt or... When those ads hit, they will generate traffic and ultimately sales.
So do companies use the Super Bowl as kind of a launching pad for an ad campaign they might run for the rest of the year?
They should. Sometimes they've just overlooked it. But more and more now, not only do we see the new ad, which is really the best ad of the year, but we see all the hype around it. Look at Doritos actually has fan-based ads. And folks vote online. So there's a lot of publicity, a lot of hype about the ads, and usually we'll have some celebrities and animated characters, and that's all fun. If you ask me what the worst ads are, it's always the movie trailers. Actually, that's your moment to take a bathroom break.
No kidding. I hear you there. Now, the E-Trade baby apparently is going to be coming back this year. Isn't the novelty of that lost at this point?
You know, I don't know if you have a good shtick, stick with it. And that's kind of what they've done. And we've seen a new ad recently. That might be the ad that they run. A lot of Madison Avenue ad agencies are testing right now. They're showing their ads to determine what ad will run. We've seen, you know, from General Motors what ad they will run. So they're testing it on audiences. And, you know, they make these decisions right up until the final moment. So there really is some excitement in which ads get aired.
You talk about the Volkswagen ad with the miniature Darth Vader, the imported from Detroit ad, but for some reason, for me, what sticks are the shocking ones, the funny ones, the ones that kind of are slapstick, and do those tend not to be as valued by you and the other 20 professors that rate these commercials?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is when you teach and have an expertise in an area of advertising or PR or retailing, we're looking for certain things. Some of us are production experts. Some of us are writing experts. Some of us really are concerned with the character or dialogue. So we're all looking for different things, but we've really put a lot of research and study. And when you cumulatively have that expertise into a computer system, which is what we do, and instantly spit out a numeric result, it really is interesting. And our top 10 at Michigan State's Advertising, Public Relations, and Retailing Department usually mirror, and we do it in real time instantaneously, mirror later polls that would come out in USA Today or the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal.
Finally, I do remember the Coke commercials. I'm sure we'll see a few of those. Coca-Cola has these, sometimes has these very highly visual, computer animated commercials that maybe they don't strike you emotionally, but they certainly draw your eyes in. Are those typically then considered less effective, the ones that might be visually fun to watch but don't have a kind of an emotional core to them?
You know, that's it. They're good ads. Really, by themselves, they're good ads, but do they connect? And are they outstanding in all of the other Super Bowl ads and the high expectations we have for those ads? That's what you really have to look for in the big game. And while it may be a good ad that Coke does, is it better than everything else and that people see around it? And that's what you really have to target in the big game.
So what about it, New England Patriots or New York Giants?
Who cares? I am a Lions fan. When the game is on, the sound is down and we're talking. When the ads, you know, are on, the sound on the TV is way up and we're focused on TV at that moment.
And no beer allowed, of course.
Well, no beer sponsorships
indeed. There. Robert Colt, instructor at MSU's Department of Advertising, Public Relations, and Retailing. Robert, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Michael.